Do you think that woman had to walk around and to every single person and show that invitation?
No, I bet that was just for them. Everybody else got an e-vite.
Poor thing.
They got a paperless post e-vite. Yeah. To
lit and I did see Light Skin Keisha was a very good rapper.
Oh, that's a literal person.
Yes.
I thought that was going to be one of your descriptions.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Welcome to Boy Meets Bravo, your new favorite weekly Bravo TV recap podcast with a twist. We are two Bravoholics just trying to make it nice and show a formerly unwilling participant why Bravo TV is Gone with the Wind fabulous. I'm Bree.
And I'm LP, and this is Boy Meets Bravo.
Welcome back. It's officially tea time. And before I ask what we're sipping on, I've got to say something we forgot at the beginning here was to talk about BravoCon being back.
Oh my gosh. Do we have dates yet?
We do have dates.
October.
Oh,
15th to 14th.
I told y'all I have been on it. I was a Bravo, was it insider?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was a Bravo insider when they first told me about the WrestleMania of women. Bravo. So I signed up. I was ready.
He was.
The shit canceled. And
yeah.
I told y'all I'm on Twitter every single day. I hit y'all. I said, it's possible. It could be back. I'm seeing Twitter bubbling.
We didn't even have a chance to reply before he responded again.
Boom. 30 minutes later, it's back.
So proud. Oh, so proud and happy, excited, and like take all my money.
So we're going to New York.
Yes. Now. Yes. Yes.
Second time's a charm.
Please.
Well, people stop caring about COVID.
We got to see how much these tickets are. But I did hear that they did change venues and they're going to be at the Javits Center,
mm-hmm.
which is a huge convention center.
Yeah.
Like, whereas the original, I think, was 3,000 people, this could fit up to like 20.
Wow. So this is like Dragon Con, but Bravo.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So yeah, and I'm kind of torn between wanting to go to all of these, but you know, everybody's going to be standing in a line. Everybody's just going to be breathing on each other. Mm-hmm. So part of me just wants to go to New York, but just go to a bar next to the Javits Center.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like going to the city where a national championship is being played, but not going to the game.
But you're not going.
I'm going,
but you're
going
to
game,
all the
y'all.
Parties, right? Like, yeah. You know, go to Boutique. Go to the Regency, go to this Russian
bar. Oh my God, get up all the classics.
Yeah, but,
find
but
Harry
go
Dubin.
To a bar, but just watch everybody's stories who are doing it live and then see everything that's going on.
So, everyone have a hall pass list? Or is,
oh, is it just
okay.
You?
I mean, that's a way to think about it. We are going, you know?
I'm just saying, I know if I ever run into Kenya.
My Bravo hall pass. Obviously. Maurizio Umansky.
Yeah, but he's not gonna.
You don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes, he's dedicated. He's a dedicated.
Yeah, American. Kyle is always there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Maurizio Umansky.
Ooh. Oh, we get more?
Juan Dixon.
I was
sure.
Oh, I want Juan Dixon to be there.
Juan Dixon, no question.
Juan Dixon. Actually, I don't know. I don't know if Juan. Let's say we have three. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So Maurizio is one. This is kind of weird, but like Big Frank would be one. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my God, a good makeout with Big Frank.
A good makeout with Big Frank.
You don't get Frank Kirk if you come to Atlanta. Why are you saying
that? And the third. Oh my goodness. I mean, Juan Dixon's pretty hot. Come back to me for my third. I feel like maybe there's somebody else.
Ken Todd.
No. excuse me. I'm sorry.
Can you imagine?
No. No, I couldn't. Ella, who's your three hall? Well, you're single, but still, who's your three?
Oh, yeah. okay. You know what? Because we're going to be talking about Sonya's husband.
Oh, he a cutie.
He hot. Like, he just showed up out of nowhere. I'm like, well, hello. You know, I'm kind of grossed out by a lot of the men on Bravo. You know what? No, Andrea from Summer House. Andrea from Summer House. Yo. Not that he wants an old lady.
I cannot believe I did not even think of this.
Andrea from Summer House. I like him hot. I don't give me a dad bod. Not into it. Not into it. I like a hot, good looking man.
Yep.
Can someone tell me what happened with him and Paige?
Andrea?
Paige, yeah, and Craig.
No, yeah, no, what happened? I thought they were like set in stone. I was looking.
Well, they were until Craig broke up with Naomi and then really started going at Paige hard. And then all of a sudden, Paige left Andrea.
He didn't do anything wrong?
No.
No. Whoa.
He really didn't.
That just shows you can be a very attractive man and your girl can still leave you. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
She leaned into Craig, which I guess, what is that? Is personality?
I can't even see that. No. Okay, Andrea's one. Who else?
Yeah, so Andrea, Sonia's husband. I don't even remember his name right now. And that's just
Ross. It was Ross.
Just Ross. Ross.
That, just Ross. Ross. And you know what? Captain Jason on Below Deck Down Under. Yeah.
He's a cutie. LP, who you got? Yeah.
I like a sailor. Okay, I will definitely jump on Captain Jason's boat. That is there.
I'll ride his dinghy.
Let's see. Number two, I'm not gonna waste mine on Mauricio because, like, I know that's Kyle would beat me up. Juan Dixon, and probably Carl.
God, how am I forgetting the Summer House men? Yeah, my God,
I think Carl is. I love the reformed gentleman that he's kind of become. So okay. I think Carl would be my third.
Okay.
Lindsay
killing over her
plans. I think Carl should activate her.
I think Carl is so tall, and then y'all actually know what his face looks like.
That's probably not inaccurate.
Who's your three?
Kenya Page Sierra.
Okay.
He was the fastest. That was rapid fire.
I'm just saying.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I like the variety. I like it. You know,
I love that. Okay. I had to get that in because I just can't believe I forgot to bring it up beforehand. But see you guys in New York in October. Okay. So LP, what are we sipping on?
Atlanta. Woo-hoo! Our hometown, baby. It's back and we are missing some people. We've gained a couple new ones. Marlo finally got her peach.
Yes, she did.
I'm psyched, and I think we've got a good season ahead from what I can glean. I have a question for you guys. When it started off, you know how they had that like kind of like social media story where they're all like looking at their phones and it's like, what's gonna happen on Atlanta this season? I think Marlo's gonna take them down. Like, it's just like all this like flutter of Twitter feeds. And they, what are y'all's thoughts? I don't think I've ever seen one start like that yet.
I wonder if it's the editors like responding to what they knew the questions were, like, why the hell did this take so long? Why did filming get postponed so much? I wonder if that was just their way of being like, we know, we're back here.
I think it's a device that's being used in a lot of different shows, scripted, actually, where you're, you know, part of this plot is like people are on the phone and you can see the little like, and yeah. I think it's just something they took from that. But again, and also to say, bitches, we've been hearing you. Shut up. Yeah.
Yeah. I have been a big fan of some of the editing on this episode. Like we'll get to drop it like Drew, don't you worry, or drop it with Drew. But like when they show her losing 10 pounds as she's lost, saying she's losing 25 it's so shady. It is so, so shady. It's fantastic.
The editors were all over this episode.
I don't know who the editors are, but bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo. Whatever that was not being done last season, they are doing it this season, and I appreciate it.
Yep. They were all over it. Well,
let's catch up with these ladies, shall we?
Yeah.
We got some new ones, right? We got Sheree is back, the bone collector.
Yes, for the second return.
that's her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know who she is.
Yeah, she's one of our former neighbors.
Still knows She by Sheree though. Spring, I went on, you know, her spring, website summer today, and it is very interesting place. I highly recommend everyone go to SheReeWhitfield.com.
Okay.
It is. Wait, there's nothing she's selling. There's nothing. It's like a bio. It's like a. It's like.
Is there a SheBuySheree.com?
No, there's not. This is when you go looking for She by Sheree, this is what you find. Okay. And it's like wellness.
Is the website name available? Because
okay, let's buy that.
I will take it. It has, yeah, right. Oh, are you guys, I got a question. Like, are we happy to see her back?
I absolutely am. I love Sheree on the show. Because she's actually friends with these people, which we know now from watching a million Housewives show that people need to actually be friends with one another for 100%. It to be a good show. Hey, Roni, looking at you.
Yeah.
There's always something. She never has nothing to bring, which Candy is kind of falling to the wayside. I know it's only episode one, but I'm like, is there anything happening?
Can you bring anything, Candy? I don't know. She seems like some of those prequel little flashes, like she might be bringing some fire.
But and like Candy and the gang has been out, so it's not like she has nothing.
She might be tired.
She might be busy. Yeah. And Sheree's bringing, you know, Tyrone is back in the picture now that she's also back in our pictures. What do you think, Nella?
I think we all better call Tyrone. Because he's living in her phone.
Yeah. We've not seen
I cannot not hear that song every time she brings up his name. And just, oh God, just, I want so much more for Sheree. That, I mean, I do love Sheree, love her, like sincerely, messiness and all. So like her even dating him and being so happy about dating him, like these last, I'm like, oh.
And then she said like, he can't come to Atlanta. Right?
Well, no, because he's in the halfway house.
To Philly.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's not able to travel here because he has been paroled to Philly.
Okay.
Yeah. He didn't even get released in Atlanta near her. What does that tell you?
Ooh.
Don't call honestly, and honestly, she was the only person. She was the only person he was talking to.
Right.
Bullshiz. I'm excited to see the episode where Apollo pops back up and is like, I saw him in prison. Yeah. Yeah.
Gives like the little insider information. Literally.
Come on, Apollo.
Apollo's a cutie. Will he be a problem?
I agree, but like also no at the same time.
Cause we know his, like who he is.
Yeah.
It changes things. It does. Yeah. I was happy to see Kenya and Sheree being friendly. Friends.
They are neighbors too. We know that
because literally around the corner.
Bree is a creep.
I mean, I just go on walks
and walks until she finds their home. She's like, I think that's the gate. I think it. And like, she literally Googles images of their homes and walks.
I know I'm not the only one in America who does this. Please, someone tell me I'm not.
Don't be creeped out, Kenya, that we know where you live.
Ooh, I do. Beautiful homes.
beautiful homes.
Yeah. I'm glad to see them together. They make me think about a little bit if Kenya and Marlo would become friends, like the reign of like drama in a good way that would ensue. I'm glad that Kenya and Sheree are now friends too. I think it would be a nice little trio if they all
I the thing along. Is it's they like yeah, I call kind of go in and out during the season.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you can't like expect that kind of consistency throughout.
Do you think that they sit together in advance of the season and are like, here's some things we could do. Don't you dare touch that. Like this is where we'll take like do you think
100% some of this
is like pretty manufactured?
Absolutely 1000%. Why do you think Kyle over in Beverly Hills is always so mad and Brynn is always doing her shit? They all do that. I mean, come on.
They're all trying to produce from their corners.
I told you yeah. It's WWE.
It's not a wrong equivalency.
The scripts are written, but you still have to perform the moves. You still have your own free will in the ring, but you know who's going to win.
There's that.
Yeah. and you can change and you can ad lib in the middle of the scene and fuck everybody else up with it, and which we have seen happen before.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy that first scene in the dance studio when it was Sheree and Candy and Kenya and Marlo, because it seemed like they did this in the reboot of Miami where they brought the original girls back together before they introduced the new girls.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It kind of had that kind of feeling like, oh, we've all known each other for a while. So
we've
there was that
kind to the show.
Yeah. So there was that comfortability. Like, yeah, it's old friends coming together where, you know, and leaving. Who are the only other two ones? Like
Sonya and Drew.
That's it. Oh, and I've now decided that I'm going to call Roja the Everybody Hates Drew show. It really does seem like Everybody Hates Drew.
Yeah. I'll get on that train.
So Everybody Hates Drew. And so, and it just seemed very sweet how, like, for this first scene, they were actually really fun. They were fun. They were happy to see each other. They were teasing each other, but not ripping each other to shreds. So I did find that really
it was
cute.
It was a lighthearted intro, and I think it helped that sweet. That was the first scene, because mm-hmm. Desmond was, I was like, sit down with me, watch this, and he was like kind of meh. And then he saw Kenya in her spandex and he sat down on cool. the couch.
Oh my god,
like I hate to be superficial, I really do, I'm working on that, but when you put Kenya in front of me in that type of outfit, that thing was sitting there small possums with the lumps. And then in walks,
so with the looks. I forgot about that.
And then in walks this beautiful older lady. What's her name?
Marlo.
Sheree.
Oh, Sheree.
Yo, she might be my second favorite.
Sheree is beautiful.
I have
beautiful.
Some,
so beautiful.
Beautiful.
I
gotta say, Atlanta and Potomac, those are the two shows with the most beautiful women. Period. Stop. End of story.
Yes.
I can agree with that.
100%.
Yep. I'm glad that Marlo has her peach, y'all. I know we've talked about it since we heard about it, but I am so glad she has her peach.
I'm sorry. Let me be superficial again. It was my first time seeing Marlo, and her leg workouts are amazing. She is thicker than a Snicker, too. Had no idea. Did y'all see her with the little slit in the dress?
We saw, baby.
Like, every scene? It was good. My gosh. Mm. Doing
it was good.
And her edges, she has been
they're back.
So proud of them. They've gone, she's gone through surgery to get them back. But
she got an edge transplant.
I didn't know y'all did that.
I had no idea.
I did not know that was a thing either.
Well, I'm upset she didn't try to use Kenya Moore hair care first.
You know why?
Do you think it was the drum line?
You know why? She could be fully bald and she would not use Kenya Moore hair care just out of spite.
I hear it in my dreams. I literally hear it in my dreams sometimes. Kenya Moore hair care. Kenya Moore hair care.
Yeah, she's not doing that. She's just working on getting her edges back, being the best Monty that there is.
That Monty.
Oh, that I love that. Your mom, auntie.
Yeah.
Your mom. You know what? That has softened me up to Marlo so much. Seeing her with those boys, because you know I got like 11 nieces and nephews, and if anything happened to my mother's sisters, it's like, of course, you know, you step in. So as like a single woman with no kids but surrounded by kids, it's like that kind of like, I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and those kids are fucking lucky.
Yes.
To have her, and I think they know they're lucky to have her, because I think that is, but okay, come on, I just got one thing. Don't ever say you are rich as fuck if you are using disposable plates to feed your children. I don't care. I do not fucking care if you don't have to. I don't care. I am judge. I mean, no. I don't care how busy your day is. I don't care. Don't use disposable plates.
I saw
in
that.
In your house.
I did.
When
that.
She was making breakfast. And it was a good looking breakfast. Had veggies in it. I know Desmond, poor thing. He doesn't like anything green, but well, some things green, but not for his breakfast.
It was greens and mushrooms.
It was like so much. Yeah.
It was a healthy breakfast for growing teenage boys going to school.
But on paper plates, you're right.
I felt that
on paper. It's just, I don't care. That's not rich, bitch. That is not rich.
Yes. And everyone is still very concerned about where her money comes from.
Stop right there.
Yes, sir.
Stop right there. I brought this up while Brie and I were watching this. Do you remember this, Brie? Mm-hmm. And I told you, there's only one other person. I'm a newbie, but there's only one other person that I've been introduced to the same way I've been introduced with Marlo. Where does her money come from? How does she get her money? And that was Jen. I feel like people really question, hey, how does she get her money the first season I watch? I don't know this Marlo lady, but...
I do. Ted Turner from CNN. That was her sugar daddy.
No.
Yes. Yes. It was Ted Turner.
Pull up a picture of Ted.
I don't want to.
I will show you this old ass man's face.
He was married to Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the Jane Fonda years overlapped with the Marlo. Because
impossible. Jane Fonda and Ted Turner broke up a long ass time ago.
That was her sugar daddy? No.
So when she says billionaire,
literally billionaire.
He founded Turner. He founded he was like owner of the brand.
The Turner Network.
We know. We know Turner.
He owns Atlanta.
He owns Atlanta. The owner of Atlanta.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
The owner of Atlanta.
So if he bought her property, you know, she also got some stock options out of him. That's how her money keeps. So I'm not counting Marlo's money because I absolutely see where it's coming from. And if she just had a good financial manager, she can make that shit last. Yeah. Oof.
Well,
she was young when she was hooking up with this guy.
How old was she when she?
I would say 20s, 30s.
Wow.
This was a long time ago that I found this out. So please.
I can't even hate.
If somebody correct my homework, if I have gotten anything wrong.
I can't hate on that because I was trying to wrap my brain around that. First, I went to the sentiment of, is that the correct word? The sentiment?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to throw it out there anyway. That there's other good looking billionaires or millionaires out there. But then
she said, no, they're not.
No, right? Why do you think they're billionaires? Every billionaire you've ever seen is butt fuck ugly. That's the only way they can get women.
I'm not a woman, but Robert Smith, owner of the Weather Channel.
What?
Black guy.
A who?
It'd be easy for me as a woman to give it up.
Owner of the Weather Channel.
Jeff Bezos, butt ugly. Bill Gates, butt ugly. Elon Musk, butt ugly.
I can do
Marlo
it.
Carlos Slim, butt ugly. They had to make money or else they were never going to get laid.
But as a woman, I can see just going with the billionaire. Like, they don't come around every day. That's why I can't hate on it. You don't just bump into one that you could just fucking turn out like that every day.
Yikes.
Listen, we all do what we got to do for money. Some people, I mean, I'm never going to be in those circles. So you're right. I'm never going to get the chance to say yes or no. That's not who I run with. But
I can't hate.
I'm just saying, I think my theory plays out.
Marlo Hampton and Ted Turner. Oh, I'm trying to imagine that.
I don't want to. Next. Hard. No, thank you. Good for her, though. Sorry
for raining on your parade.
No, that's fire to me.
That's good info.
That deserves centerpiece.
Well, I mean, I guess this asks the question, do we think she's going to deliver this season? Yes. Are you guys ready? Like, yes. Now that she's actually earned it,
she's been given it before she even had the peach. Like,
she was hungry. Yeah. She was hungry for that peach.
Now she's got to keep it.
Yeah. She did it this first episode when she gathered them all together at the end wearing her strawberry shortcake goes to prom outfit.
Oh, I have never heard a more accurate description in my whole life than when Sheree said that her dress looked like the candy that her grandmother used to give her so she would stay quiet in church. Those little strawberry candies. It was so painfully accurate.
Yeah.
The reaction was so Pavlovian. I tasted it in
my
mouth.
You could taste it immediately. Immediately.
Yep. Marlo's not afraid of the drama from anybody. Oh. Like, these people are, most of them are her friends, except for Kenya. She and Kenya are always butting heads. But like, you're right. She gathered them together, sat them on the couch, and was like, you were talking shit, you were talking shit, you were talking shit. And I'm not here for that. Is that a French roll on your head? Like, she's ready to throw so much shade. And I'm here for that. Thank you.
Yes. She did exactly what she wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about La Archive? the concept, the spelling.
I was listening to somebody. Everything is only one size, Marlo size.
That's true.
100%. Like, she's renting
out. Who's going to wear it? Because you know she's not going to let people alter that shit.
That's true.
The pricing is my favorite. It was, and again, another shout out to the editors for another petty moment of showing how ridiculous her pricing was. The like retail Man. Price for something would be $4,000 and she's charging $1,000 a day. Like, fantastic. And when she starts doing the math and they've got it rattling off next to her in like different colors and fonts to try and follow the math equation, it was fantastic. I was like, you're a fucking loon. Someone take Marlo to business school and show her what rental pricing is. Like, hilarious.
I wonder how that's going, you know. It's a nice concept, but you're right, there it is just one size, and she wants people who are in the industry. Like, she's not renting it out to just anybody.
And you know, all those actresses are short as fuck. They're all Drew size.
Yeah. I don't know.
What did y'all think about the human invitation?
I mean, my favorite was Kenya's reaction to
She's
it.
She's so shady.
I love it. Yeah. She had a woman stand and go to these different doors in high heels and a foofy dress and hold up a video, a laptop. I was like, couldn't you even bring a tablet, make it look a little sleeker?
And that's like, true. It was a laptop.
It's like, La Dame would never. La Dame
yes, I thought
never.
About her. I thought about Karen Huger. Didn't Karen just like send the invitation? It was just like a video file.
But I thought it was Gene. At first I was all like, girl, did you not have enough time to print any invitations? But then I thought, oh my God, this is kind of genius. Because obviously they're going to show everyone getting this invitation, but they're also going to show the video invitation. So Marlo is in all of these scenes with all of these women.
That's true.
So it was her opportunity to also get extra screen time with her out even really being there. And I love that. That I love.
So at the end of the day, like, there was obviously the housewives that were invited to this, but there seemed to be maybe, let's call it 100 so other people there. Do you think that woman had to walk around to every single person and show that invitation?
No, I bet that was just for them. No. Everybody else got an e-vite.
Poor thing.
They got a paperless post e-vite. Yeah. To
lit
I did see Light Skin Keisha was there. Very good rapper.
Oh, that's a literal person.
Yes.
I thought that was going to be one of your descriptions
again. Oh, that's hilarious. That's great. No, Light Skin Keisha was actually, she was at the, what is it, the La Archive event. So was Angela Simmons. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, that is interesting. Mm-hmm.
I liked all of these people that were supposedly like high-end fashion industry insiders that I've never heard or seen of wearing some like,
wild
so
shit.
Yeah, these people would absolutely pay for the 7 days, $1,000 a day, and then brag about it.
Yeah, we gotta check it out. We'll put a link to the archive and she by Sheree in the pod notes. No, I'm good.
Oh, I'm gonna rent you something.
Please don't
That's a good point. Do you think that we haven't even done the fact checking to see if it's even a real thing, right? Is it the She by Sheree part two, where it never actually comes to fruition?
Well, the difference between La Archive and She by Sheree is that there's actually clothing in La Archive.
Because all she has to do is go into her fucking closet.
Good
and
for
like...
her. Sheree should take notes, maybe. I don't know. Because we're still waiting years and years later for She by Sheree. And I would buy some She by Sheree. I bet a bunch of us would. If it existed.
Hold on.
Yeah.
It is a storefront. There is a showroom.
You see this website?
In Buckhead, in the middle of the Buckhead shops.
Wow.
Yeah. It's in the Buckhead like village area. What on earth?
Good for her. That place is not cheap. Rent there is not
who's
cheap.
Paying? It said Turner paying for
this. We are by appointment only.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Good job, Marlo. So proud.
I so have to come to Atlanta now and we'll do the tour.
We'll go to OLG.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to OLG.
We'll go to Nini's Lounge.
Plan
Lounge. Is Bar One still there? Or did Peter have to close it down?
What'd you say?
Bar One, Peter's place. Is it still there or is it closed down?
I don't think it's there.
We can go to Lanithia's Lounge, though.
We can.
That is
opposite sides of town.
Take her to the hot dog factory.
We can go to the hot dog factory to PJ's dad's place.
Yeah, gotta make sure Pilar gets her money.
Mm-hmm.
He also owns, what is the string of clubs that he owns?
Crew.
Oh, I do want to go to that one strip joint where it has like all of those. Oh my God, Lunel talked about that place.
Claremont Lounge, I bet.
Yes.
Oh, that is an institution.
Go there.
It is an institution.
Yes, come to ATL. Let us know.
We should try and invite Big Frank down and Nella and hit one of the strip clubs.
Oh, Big Frank couldn't handle it.
When we talked to him about the strip clubs in Atlanta, because he was like, "That's, I hear that they have really great strip clubs in Atlanta." And we're like, "That's what we're known for." Classic line, but will survive the test of time with this podcast that came out of that is Desmond's description of what strip clubs in Atlanta are like, where they show areolas and lips.
And lips, because I'm just saying, certain places either one or the other, mostly just a top. We want to see both.
So come on down.
Welcome to
it. Yes.
Done. And we'll go to the archive.
And we'll go to the archive. Make an appointment. Yeah.
But
Uber. You just drive all right.
The houses. That's true. A house tour. Oh man.
No, I did love how Sonia was the one with that ran Wisheray to Marlo to tell them what they were all saying.
Sonia's already being messy.
There's something about Sonia I love. I love Sonia's parents. I love Sonia's mom. I love Sonia telling Sonia's dad, "You're not going to help with no baby. Shut up."
That was fantastic. Stop lying.
Stop lying.
He's like, "I'll help," and she's like, "You will not."
When he first came on the screen and they had to put the subtitles on, I was like, "There was gonna be no way I couldn't get through that without it."
I'm done laughing.
I love an immigrant parent that's in the fuck. I love it. I love like when Wendy's mom, Wendy and Potomac, her mom shows up. I understand that mom. That is my mom. So Sonia's parents. I'm very hopeful about Sonia. And Deuce, like little Deuce, come on.
Cute. Do you want a baby sister? I want a dog.
This is the level of responsibility I'm willing to give at this point.
Yep. No, I love her. She's gorgeous. It was hilarious when she was introduced to us on the screen because she met Drew and Ralph at the gym.
Ralph.
Was that his last name?
That's how Ralph.
Oh. Bleh. Bleh. Still acting so
everybody
sketchy.
Helps
me. He is so sketchy.
Yeah.
The Tampa trip was odd, and now we're back again with his assistant thinking it's okay to text him about giving him a massage.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't even come up with the words to defend himself.
No. And just the disrespect to his wife, like the blatant disrespect, and Drew just thinking, "Oh, this is a problem." No, this is a giant red flag in your face.
Yeah, a human walking red flag that you are married.
You need to leave this man. And I can get it. I get it. You know, she was already a single mom for so many years before she met him. He's actually really good to her son. They have a baby another two babies already. Yeah. So the fact of just like, I mean, I'm never going to tell her like, up and leave him because difficult in itself. And then, because they're so religious, like, you know, that whole "I'm not going to fail, I'm going to trust Jesus" shit comes out. So she's definitely not leaving him now, but he's disrespected her so much. And she has put up with it that he's never going to change because he knows he's going to get away with it every single time.
Yep.
And that is where my question goes. How much fault can we put on Ralph?
All of it.
And I feel like Drew is putting up with it. At what point can we say this is what she wants in a man in a relationship?
Well, she said she moved to Chicago for a little bit after, like, didn't that happen after, like, for the last?
Well, she said she did, but she came back.
Yeah,
that's true.
She came back, and they're both 100% responsible. But it ultimately, it is ultimately Ralph's fault. because this all started with Ralph's actions.
But if you choose to stay, you have to share some of that fault because you are now saying
share the fault. It's that you accept the bad behavior.
Yeah.
It's not that you should, but you are accepting being treated this way.
Feeding into
that
cycle.
Is on her.
Like you're not necessarily like
nipping. I get you. Fault is a bad word to use in that instance. But what I get from Drew is that she likes these chaotic relationships. And not because I've seen her in multiple relationships, just the way she acts out with the other housewives, she's not all there either. Like, mm-hmm. nobody is mentioning that she lost 25 pounds in a week when the entire world is killing Kim Kardashian right now for losing less.
Well, I think it's because we could tell she did not lose 25 pounds in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that was a lie.
Yeah.
But are y'all ordering the Drop It by Drew meal prep plan? Did you see the food? It did not look great. You could see that those ladies were like,
It's so good.
It's, yeah. Thank you.
Interesting. It was like a child-sized portion. There were like three, it was like 300 calories. It was like, because there are three shrimp there. That's why.
Yes.
But that is the only way you're going to lose weight, by putting less shit in your mouth.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
There's no, you can't exercise it off. You just.
I think that, and when she first met Sonia and she was telling her about the Drop It with Drew program or whatever, she was like, listen, I'm not like the most fit person in the world, because we're being realistic about what you do here. But then she like says that lie that she lost 1 million pounds in, you know, less than a month. And everyone's like, what? And it makes me think about, and I've seen this a little bit online, people comparing her program with Teddy Mellencamp's program. And Teddy from Beverly Hills, I don't know if you remember her. The only difference I see, I think that Teddy's program, from what I hear, is not super healthy. It kind of encourages like eating nothing and just like burning yourself out in the gym. Teddy, I don't know how to say this without being like horrible. Teddy, like, she lost the weight that she said that she lost. And I think that makes her program more like attractive to people. But knowing that it's such an unhealthy way to do it isn't great. I think that if Drew was just being like, was just be truthful about what happened, that people would respect that more.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to sign up for it right now.
Okay.
And Teddy's program is super problematic.
Yes.
Because it kind of mimics a lot of the things that people tell you to look out for for eating disorders. Yep. Like, you know, she took the list. So that is kind of like, and I'm not getting into all of that because I've never had to deal with that problem myself. So I can't even imagine what that would really put someone through. But I do recognize that Teddy's program is a lot about control, discipline, and to a certain level, self-flagellation for when you don't get things wrong. And sometimes people who are constantly looking for a reason to shit on themselves, you know, could be led to that kind of thing. Whereas you're right, with Drew, it's kind of like, maybe I'm just like a regular mom who doesn't want to wear a size 10 jean anymore.
Right.
That's not unreasonable.
Right.
You know, but she's right. But the whole 24 pounds in 3 weeks, it's kind of like nobody has that much water in their body.
No. And then the editor just pops up again, like before and after. And then with a question mark, 25 question mark.
Fantastic. I'm loving, the editors are like the
unsung heroes,
the extra housewife.
Yes.
The Greek chorus, shall we? Oh, but okay. No, that whole gym scene, I was so embarrassed for them while they're in the car talking about how they're just going to be badasses and kicking everybody's ass. And we're going to end this power couple. And they're literally going up against an Olympian.
And an ex-pro football player.
And I'm like,
I know that Ralph didn't even play.
Yeah, I did track in high school. I'm like, that's saying, well, I can compete with Meryl Streep because I did high school theater.
Right.
I love it. And then they pull up her high school track picture. They're like, ding.
Which is adorable. It was adorable, but I love how they're running through the gym and like, here comes Prue. And here's Sonia.
Yep. jogging,
gliding, like not even looking like she's even putting any effort into it.
Cause she's not.
She's not.
Yep. Oh yeah. No, she's. Yeah. I think Sonny's gonna be a good addition. We'll see about Drew. Ralph, he could go back to Tampa. I'd be fine with that.
He can kick rocks.
Yeah. Is there anybody that we miss this season? Like, is anybody miss? I always miss Nini. I'm not going to lie. I know her relationship with Bravo is literally over now that she's suing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is she suing them for?
For racism.
So, yeah.
Huh?
Like, the work environment was racist, is what she's saying. That's all I got. I will say I haven't looked super into it. I just know that. Do you know, Nella?
No, I have not either. But listen, maybe she... I'm not going to say she was. It wasn't. Like, because let's see what's I mean, literally, they want to have a segregated New York City version.
That's true.
Do they really?
I mean, yeah, they want the OGs with all the white ladies.
Yeah, the legacy.
Nobody wants to watch that. Mm.
But so I'm not going to say. And again, when she's talking about people she's dealing with, she's not talking about the production crew, the everyday people. She's talking about the executives.
The executives, that are really
up in NBC towers. So, yeah, I do believe that something racist could have gone up. I mean, look at it. There's nothing but white people up there.
Yeah.
For them to say they were having a hard time casting a diverse group of women from New York.
New York City?
Yeah. Only goes to show you that who's ever making the decisions is not diverse. So 100%, I do believe that there is like some systemic underlying kind of bullshit happening at the executive level that they don't want to talk about. Because, oh, hey, we have an Atlanta Housewives. We have a Potomac one. So you can't call us racist.
Right.
I'm just going to
separate ain't equal, motherfuckers. Separate will never be equal.
White devil's advocate here.
No.
As a black man.
The white devil's advocate.
White devil's advocate.
No.
Let me give you the white man's perspective on this.
Oh, God.
But I feel like I'm an outsider looking in. I feel like all these women, they come on a show for a platform. Like, I'm not sure if they're using this as their full-time job. And if so, I totally get it. Some racist shit could definitely happen. But I'm looking at this as, hey, I'm using this as a platform to get my other shit going. So if you're relying on this as a full-time job, certain treatment could be unfair. But if your main goal is to use this as exposure and to get your businesses more money, which I see they're promoting shit every episode, then do that. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you want to sue them for some shit that they did to you because maybe a business opportunity didn't go your way, I feel like that could be where the white man say, hey, stay in your place. But that's a white devil's advocate, not me.
I'm a black man named Desmond. I rebuke you. I mean, they're all, I think originally, I think for a lot of these women, I don't know if they started it off as wanting a platform, but it's definitely a platform for getting fame and getting famous and having people know who you are. Because for a lot of people, it's not about, I mean, for me, it's about the money, but for a lot of people who already have money, they're not known. People don't know who they are, right? This is an opportunity to say, not only do I have money, I'm on TV and everybody knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it feeds this kind of like definite narcissistic itch that all of these women have. And going back to I guess OC Housewives, when somebody was accusing Heather of being a narcissist, and she goes, Andy, don't you have pictures of yourself up in your office and everywhere? He's like, yeah, but I am a narcissist. Everyone here is a narcissist. So you don't go through this whole process without number one, wanting to promote yourself first for no other reason that you want people to have your name on in their mouth. Yeah. Fame in and of itself is a drug. And I can see it, like if you hear some of these people's backstories, abandonment issues, fathers weren't around, very demanding mothers, hard marriages. It kind of sets them up for needing this to satisfy a hole within them. And that's, I get it. I enjoy it.
And thank you.
Thank you for sharing your trauma with us.
Yes, yes. Is anybody missing Portia?
I didn't.
Not yet.
I don't miss Portia yet.
Not yet. I'm going to miss some of her faces, some of her expressions, probably.
Who said that?
Who said that? But
some of her confessionals were on point, though.
Too. Yeah.
I will miss her confessionals.
Yes. And the confessional looks. She always brought it. Speaking of, any fan favorites so far on the confessional looks?
I'm not going to lie. Nothing stood out to me. Kenya always looks wonderful. So I'm just going to say her because Sheree probably by default. Oh, Sheree, yes.
Sheree always looks great. Her hair looks fantastic.
I think this is going to be such a great
look. We're going to see Cairo this season because that's my second favorite with Field.
Bree one time saw Cairo in person.
I saw him at the gym and I did the thing where you're just like walking. Yes, the cheekbones were like at the ceiling. And I literally stopped walking because I was like, and then as I'm standing there in shock, I texted LP
immediately. I was like, get back in the gym, girl, you got work to do.
Yeah,
he's very tall and very statuesque.
I take it back. I'm gonna add Cairo to that list, but
He feels like a child to me though. How old is
he? Cairo? Is so I'll he's do it 20s. With my 30 year old body.
Oh man, yeah, maybe he'll be at BravoCon. Oh wow, dude,
they are missing out by not doing a Children of Bravo, right?
Would watch 1000.
I want to see Cairo, Gia, Frankie Jr. That would be really interesting. Mike from OC, that would be interesting. I want to see those people.
I want to see a young Melania. I want to see a baby Melania. That was my favorite version of Melania.
She's spicy now.
When she would just like scream at her father.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, give me some pizza, you old troll. But like, how does this child not get backhanded?
Mm-hmm.
Had I even like spoke to my father in one word in that tone?
He always thought it was funny, like, because he probably was the exact same little kid. And so he always just laughed it off. It was like,
and Teresa let them do whatever they wanted. Yeah. Yeah. It was a mess. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm excited excited for this, for Roa to be back and for the drama that is obviously to come. So let's take a really quick break. Nella is going to pull some cards for us. We're so excited. We'll be right back.
All right.
All right, y'all, and we are back, and Nella is going to pull some cards for us. So you do your thing. Tell us all the things.
All right. So one of the things that I started to do for myself a few years back was tarot. And basically, because I was having a perimenopausal existential crisis and losing my mind, and regular therapy wasn't working. Long story short, I ended up finding tarot cards to help myself like do my own self-analysis, and it fucking worked. And it really, really worked. So at the beginning of the whole COVID thing, I'd only really been reading for myself, but the more readings that I did about what I'm supposed to do with this skill was like, you got to start doing this with other people. So that's where Fix My Life podcast started. I just started doing a podcast of what I did to help myself get through my kind of like menopausal shit that I was going through, and I would do card readings at the end, like do a card. So eventually I started doing Instagram lives, and I still do them every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific. I just pull cards for people. And the way I kind of pull cards is like, I'm going to tell you what to do. Like, a lot of readers are like, oh, we're not here to tell people. It's just kind of like given. I mean, everybody's different, but I call my style Big Sister Tarot. Because I am a professional big sister. I'm the oldest of six. So I love telling people what to do. Because, you know, people are always crying like, well, no, this is happening. I'm like, all right. So I'm going to tell you what to do. And then don't come crying to me when you don't do what I tell you, what I told you to do, and shit went wrong. You know. So for my Wednesday nights, unless there's a specific topic that I'm talking about, and I'm always talking about something, like this week was the fact that a document from Malioto, at the Supreme Court, I can't even talk about it. It makes me so mad.
Because it's gross.
Because it is disgusting. Trying to overturn Roe versus Wade. Trying to overturn it and having it leaked. And this is something we do need. And we do need to talk about it because every woman here has had some kind of experience with birth control, of being scared whether or not you were pregnant. I mean, I'm making a lot of assumptions, but the right to an abortion affects all of us. So that was the thing I was talking about during my last reading. So the cards that I pulled for people, unless they had something specific, it's like, how do you become your own best warrior to help us out in these? So that's how I read. I'm usually mad about something and I'll read about something and this is what you got to do. But the other thing I like doing is just pulling cards for people's energy, what's surrounding you right now and what you're supposed to do about it. Because, you know, we are going through stuff and whatever it is we're going through, we need to be able to recognize it so we can articulate it to ourselves and other people and then be able to find like an effective method of dealing with whatever it is you got to deal with, you know, which is what our housewives never do. They know what's going on, but they just choose to go about it in a fucked up way. But
for us,
but yeah, for our pleasure. But so that is how I usually tend to read cards for people. I don't read cards professionally. Don't go looking for me to set up an appointment because you can always find me live on Wednesdays. That's how you find me. Also, be on the lookout for scammers, people. Do not accept anybody who is sending you a message saying, I got a message to give to you, now give me money. Do not. A legitimate reader will never reach out to you saying, I got to read for you, now send me some money. That will never happen. If somebody is doing that to you, run the other way and block that person. All right. That's my little PSA for right now.
Lessons from Nella.
Huh?
You said lessons from Nella.
Oh God, dude, I could write a book. But for right now, let's start with Bree. Then we go ladies first, Laura, and then we'll finish up. And this will just be, unless you have something specific, we'll just call and see what energy is surrounding you guys and maybe what you're supposed to do with it.
I like that.
Love it.
Yeah. And what I like to tell people is like, there's 78 different chances or different messages you could be receiving at this time. Any one of these cards could flip over and it is a message that you're supposed to receive for whatever reason. And it's what you take out of it too. All right, so everybody breathe, relax your shoulders.
We ready.
All right, we ready. All right, Bree. So we're gonna turn two cards for you, the energy surrounding you and what you're supposed to do about it. And I am using the 420 tarot. Because from my really good friend Juliana Rose, you can find her online. Oh, the energy surrounding you, Page of Swords, communication, thoughts, really being on top of your thought. What is going on in your mind? And sometimes, you know, all of the different thoughts that are rushing through all of the time, it feels like they're all these different clouds and you don't even know which one you need to go after. But the energy surrounding you is kind of like, yeah. Whatever, there's a lot going on in your brain right now. So it is time to pay attention to that stuff. So what's going on in your brain? All right, King of Wands. Your thoughts are really here to help you truly fulfill the things that you are passionate about, right? Because we're always thinking about what's the next stage? What's the next thing I need to do for the hustle, right? What's the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, right? Because you're not even done doing the first thing before you're already thinking of the next three things, right? But you need to actually focus on the main thing that you are truly passionate about. King of Wands energy is really here about what is it that's going to help you fulfill your true passions. Wands are fire, energy, passion, the things that motivate you. But to get there, you got to get your thoughts in order. put your thoughts in order, and that's what's really going to help you get to the level that you need to be to really fulfill the things that are going to make you truly happy.
I love that.
Big snap. Because
and I love these cards. Look at them.
I know. I love that King of Wands.
Yeah. King of Wands is just, I love King of Wands energy, especially when it comes up. I mean, think about what we're doing right now. We're talking about all the things we're really passionate about, which is housewives. This is kind of like almost a reading for right. Wands is technology. Wands is thought, it's voice, it's the things that you communicate, right? And what are we communicating? It's like we're communicating the things that like we are really knowledgeable about. We're knowledgeable about housewives because we're passionate about it, right? So think about all the things that you were truly passionate about and how you can really train your thoughts to get you there. Because before you can even do the thing, you have to believe in the thing. You have to imagine the thing, right? The thing, everything starts with a thought in your head. It's that spark of imagination. But what you do with a spark, you really kind of make it grow into its own flame. Starts with a spark, but it ends up a fire.
I love that.
This is fantastic.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Lauren.
Hit me with it.
All right. So energy surrounding you right now.
And what that was such a great read. I'm like anxious now.
No, this isn't. Listen, this isn't anything. The way I see it is my energy talks to your energy, right? And your energy is trying to always give you messages. It's up to you whether or not you listen to them. So this is just another way for your energy to talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, cause I'm not a woo, trust me, I'm the least woo-woo girl you have ever met in your life. And somehow I'm reading cards. Cause like I tell people, if you would have told me 5 years ago I was gonna read tarot cards for strangers, I'd say, go fuck yourself. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. But here we are. All right, Lauren. So what's the energy surrounding you right now? I love this. Justice. Justice. Really, truly using your voice to advocate for what it is you believe is just in this world. And we are all right now kind of really, oh my God, what were we just talking about? The Supreme Court, right?
Sure.
And this is a woman sitting here and like, right? So how is this not the energy that's surrounding you? And how it is that we as women are always looking injustice in the face, being told it's something we have to put up with, right? For the greater good or for whatever. But somehow think about justice as always as also being balance in your life, because we want to do all of the things. Hey, oh, hi. My cat just came out of nowhere. My black cat just came out of nowhere. So really kind of also think about, are you the one here to serve justice or are you the one feeling judged? Because sometimes that can be it as well when justice comes up. Sometimes we think we're being judged, or are we judging ourselves too harshly, right? So all of these things come up in just one card as far as energy surrounding you, right? But the thing is, what are you supposed to do about this? Page of Cups, actually nurturing yourself. So I would say, think about where it is maybe you are judging yourself harshly. Are you judging yourself harshly for things that you have done? Or you were doing, or where you may be thinking that somehow an injustice was done to you. I'm not quite sure. But what you're supposed to do with it is always remember you're supposed to nurture yourself. You're supposed to nurture your own heart. No matter how much it feels like the world is going to be sitting on top of you, understand that you have your own self-love to rely on. That's what we all have at the end of the day. Even when you're sleeping with somebody else, at the end of the day, you're still with yourself in your own head and in your own heart. So to truly like live up to the expectations you have put yourself, that you've put on yourself or you think others have put on you, it doesn't matter as long as you really truly love yourself for the way you show up every day.
All right.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Especially that balance. That's important.
Yeah, it's balance. And see, justice, I could talk forever about the justice part, the sword, the scales, the fact that she's sitting on the throne between the two columns in front of, this is traditional. I know this deck is not the same, but traditionally this is in the Temple of Jerusalem before it was destroyed in a traditional Rider-Waite Smith card. So this is the curtain that stands in front of the most inner of sanctums. And what's the most sacred inner sanctums that you have, that we each have? Our own heart, our own soul, our own spirit, and especially the way we speak to ourselves. Justice is also Libra, air, communication. So when you are communicating with yourself in that inner sanctum that is your own self, make sure you do it with a loving, loving heart in a loving manner. Because, man, when we're mean to ourselves, I mean, I don't even...
It's the most damaging thing. Yeah, for sure. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I hope that helped, because that sounded a little bit more intense than I... than I expected, but these cards don't lie.
All right. Okay. Well.
All right. Okay. All right, baby. You ready?
Oh, I'm excited. I am excited.
All right.
Desmond loves energy. A good tarot reading.
Oh, good. Energy surrounding you, and what are you supposed to do with it? I love it. All right. Energy surrounding you. Three of Wands. Three of Wands. I love Three of Wands because this is about returning to the place where you started. So the place that really kind of set you off on your journeys, sometimes when you return, you're not the same person. So the energy surrounding you right now, I would want to say, is one of evolution and one of growth, for sure. What have you learned on the road of your life so far? And how has that really allowed you to grow in ways that you had not expected? So what are you supposed to do with this? Four of Wands, a happy home. You go, it's funny because I think, I don't know, this is literally about making sure that you understand that the trials and tribulations that you are going through in your life are really about constructing the future and the home that you want for yourself to be in, to feel safe, to feel happy, to feel like this is what I'm fighting for, this is what I'm working for, this is what the efforts that I've been making are all about, right? We don't put ourselves out on the road of self-discovery without understanding that we're doing it so that we can create a better future for ourselves, right? And it's really interesting that on this particular card in the Three of Wands, we get the back of the person. We don't see them at the beginning of their journey. We see them at the end, when they're getting to the end of the road. And this doesn't mean the end of the road like there's nothing left to learn. No, this is all cyclical, right? So right now you're at a place where you really can sit back and enjoy the things that you have worked hard for. Take a minute, take a beat, look around your house, even that lawnmower that's giving you problems, right?
Thanks.
Why do you even want the lawnmower? Because you want to make your home a happier place, a better looking place, a place you're proud of. So understand that that's what these trials, that's what these journeys up until this point is all about.
That is fitting.
Yeah.
My goodness.
That is so cool.
Powerful stuff in here today. Oh my God. For real though.
Yeah.
But you're also willing and open to receiving it too. That's the whole thing. You know, you as a person have to be open to receiving messages, feelings, opportunities, and just the ability to look back and say, okay, I'm pretty badass. This is what I've done. This is what I've created, right? Or I need to move into a different direction. It all depends how open you are. That's the only power of these pieces of paper, because it's just paper. It's, you know, but the stories that we tell using these pieces of paper can help us move along with our own stories that we tell ourselves.
That's unbelievable. That's a very insightful way to look at tarot. I don't think it's ever been explained to me like that. Mm-hmm. And like it is, it's about where does the meaning behind those cards take your brain and the story that you tell yourself that it means, and how do you then perpetuate the next stage with that information and the story that you've just kind of woven with just very objective facts that you laid before, like the meaning and the definition of those cards, right? So like, it's interesting. It's never, I've only ever had one other tarot reading, to be honest. And it was fucking dead on. And I like, I'm still waiting for the end of what I still struggle with, like the ending part of what his reading was. And it literally was like, I was sitting with similar situations, sitting with a couple of friends, and each of us had our tarot read. And it was like, we could looked around the room and we're a little spooked because it was like, fuck. And I think we probably had a little bit of a similar situation here where you literally, like, I know these two people very well. And I can tell you that you probably very much spoke to things that are going on in their world, you know? So it's interesting.
It's so cool. Thank you so much.
No problem. My pleasure. I love doing this. And I love doing this for people that, like, I enjoy too.
Yeah.
And I enjoy all of you very, very much.
Oh, I enjoy you.
Yeah.
Can you let everybody know where they can find you again?
Yeah, I'm at Fix My Life Podcast on Instagram. That's where you can find me, at Fix My Life Podcast on Instagram.
Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Wednesdays, 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I stay on as long as there are people. Yeah. So some days it's like really short, like 20 minutes, half an hour. Other times it's gone to like an hour and a half. Just depends. Nice. Yeah.
That is so cool. Thank you so much for hanging with us, talking Bravo, reading for us. Thank it was so you. Fun. It's always fun to, like, you know, chat in the DMs, but like finally getting on a Zoom call is worth it.
And y'all go enjoy dinner this week. I'm jealous. Oh
my God, yeah, we're going to go see Nella next week, and we're in California.
Yeah, and Chef Nelson over at Sopa de Mesa for all of your top chef people.
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
A top chef.
Yeah. Bravo themed dinner, baby.
Oh, fire. Okay, I'm excited.
Yes, we are pumped. So thank you so much again. And for all of our listeners, make sure that you are following us at Boy Meets Bravo. We're on Instagram and Twitter. I'm going to teach LP to Twitter today because she's standing, sitting right across from me. And I'm going to do it today.
I don't know, with Elon Musk, do I want to?
Yeah. You're going to start. If you're not already following at Creative Geniuses Network, make sure you head there. That is our father network, if you will, the umbrella network. And we'll be back next week with some more Bravo things, of course. So thank you. See ya.
Thank you.